I've seen many a Dragon Ball YouTuber going on and on about how Dragon Ball Super, the anime and manga are so great. Newsflash, they're not. These people are lying to you to save their subscriber count and money. They have no shame at all. So here are the facts. Dragon Ball Super is glorified fanfiction, and the bad kind. This is supposed to take place during the 10 years of peace at the end of Dragon Ball Z, but of course, that's a huge contradiction because it wasn't peaceful at all, since all this crazy shit happens. So let's dive right in and see how Super sucks, starting with Battle of the Gods. Battle of the Gods is where it all started, and while it's an okay movie, it still has many flaws. For starters, Beerus and Whis are basically the faces of Dragon Ball Super and sum up what exactly is wrong with it. Despite being overpowered as all hell and get rid of the threats easily, they're rendered as joke characters obsessed with food and nothing else. Once again, Dragon Ball shows why the gods are so incompetent. Anyway, Beerus gets a dream of facing a Super Saiyan god and goes to Earth. Boo fucks everything up by not giving Beerus some pudding and goes on a hissy fit. Yes, this god of destruction is a mixture of Gordon Ramsay and a man-child. What a character. They perform the ritual and Super Saiyan God is just a regular form with red hair and a slimmer figure. Seriously? This looks so lame. Goku and Beerus fights and Goku loses. Shocker. Beerus reveals he was using 30% of his power. Or 70%. It gets inconsistent. Anyways, Beerus is satisfied and offers him the train and leaves. That was stupid. Also, why the hell are Goten and Trunks still kids? Ah, yes. Marketing. Get used to that. Resurrection F. This arc fucking sucks, and it's just a rehash of the Frieza saga again. Only Frieza is invading Earth. Again. So he gets brought back to life by his soldiers and trains for 4 months to achieve a form that rivals both Goku and Vegeta. Are you kidding me? So you mean to tell me that Frieza never trained a day in his life? Then how did he get so strong then? And this gaudy golden Frieza makes him look so dumb. Anyways, it's the same outcome again. He gets overconfident and his stamina kicks in, losing the form and be a sore loser, blowing up the planet and killing everyone while he survives. But it's okay. Whis can just use time powers to warp back a few minutes so Goku can steal Vegeta's kill. There is no stakes anymore. What the hell was the point of this arc? It just makes Frieza look like a fucking idiot. But it only gets worse, starting with Universe 6 Tournament. Hey, do you like tournament episodes? No? Too bad, this is the whole arc. So, Beerus' brother Champa arrives and tries to get the Super Dragon Balls to get his wish. They decide to fight for the use of the wish by gathering their strongest and skilled warriors. It's boring. I only remember Hit, Kaba, and Frost. That's it. Everyone else was kind of boring and just fodder. Anyways, Universe 7 wins, because of course they do. No stakes, remember? Beerus makes his wish so Champa can have his own Earth and Zeno comes in. I'm sorry, who? Zeno is apparently the god of all gods and is basically a stand-in for Akira Toriyama because he just decides on random shit. And that's pretty much it. Goku Black. We start off in Future Trunks' timeline and... Wait, why is Trunks' hair blue? Why is he slim? Why is Mai here? Oh goddammit, this isn't the same guy, is it? It starts off pretty good. You got this unknown threat that's been stalking Future Trunks, and is even worse than the androids, and even kills Future Bulma. It's revealed to be an evil Goku who has a hatred for Saiyans. Future Trunks escapes to the present timeline and explains what's going on. But then, Goku Black appears and starts making long, pretentious speeches about godly powers and how mortals are gross and icky and stuff. Fuck, this isn't an evil Goku, is it? He wears clothes that a Supreme Kai wears, has a Potara earring, and a time ring. God damn it, it's the Captain Ginyu incident all over again. Another fucking rehash. So, the real villain is some Supreme Kai named Zamasu, and he has the dumbest motive yet. So, he watched the tournament between Beerus and Champa's universes and seems disgusted by mortals using God Ki and powers. For some reason. So he kills his master, takes the time ring, and uses the Super Dragon Balls of all things to switch his body to Goku's, kill him and his family for the lulz, and goes to Future Trunks' timeline for whatever reason and team up with himself. His future self wishes for immortality, and they've gone on a rampage and enact the Zero World Mortals plan. Does this make any sense to you? No? Good, not just me then. They arrive back to the future and Goku Black has a new power-up, Super Saiyan Rosé. It's Super Saiyan God, but with pink hair. Also, he has a British accent for some reason. Anyways, the two fuse and Trunks, out of nowhere, uses the Spirit Sword and slice the fuck out of Fuse Zamasu. Goku Black is dead, but Zamasu, being a petty fuck, merges with the universe. He can do that? Can all Kais do that? Goku uses the Zeno button and erases Trunks and Mai's timeline, and now they have to hop to another timeline and live in exile or else they cause wibbly-wobbly-timey-wimey stuff. And this is treated as a happy ending. Fuck you, Super. Tournament of Power. It's the same arc again, only with more pointless characters you don't give a fuck about, including the most boring character, Jiren the Gray, which honestly sounds like a Sonic character. There's a whole risk of universal erasure, but again, pointless, as Zeno planned to have them brought back anyways. So what the fuck's the point? It's boring and it sucks. What a surprise. Moral. It starts interesting enough. It's about the evil goat named Moro who can eat energy and devour planets to get stronger, get younger. He has been sealed in the intergalactic prison until he makes his escape. He goes to Namek and uses the Dragon Balls to wish for eternal youth and get stronger. But then he fuses with an android named 7-3 and he becomes Perfect Cell again. Then Goku, like a dumbass, gives Moro, an intergalactic serial killer and psychopath, a sensu bean so he can train and get stronger. Oh my god, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why do they make you so brain-dead stupid? So once Moro's weakened, he merges with the planet, becomes Planet Moro. God, this is fucking retarded. They beat him and go on their way. The end. You really didn't miss much. Granola. The Granola arc went on for way too long, as Granola himself has so many overpowered moves and skills, it's downright insulting. He's basically a Gary Stu. Then we have our proper villain named Gas. Yes, Gas. They've just given up at this point. Also, Frieza shows up and one-shots everyone no problem. He has a new form called Black Frieza with no explanation. Apparently, he found his own hyperbolic time chamber and trained for 10 years. This is fucking ridiculous. And that's how it ends. I could go on, but I'm afraid it would get an aneurysm if I kept going. Just watch Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, or hell, even GT, as flawed as that show is. Super sucks, and continuing the series was a mistake.